This is the Uptick Network Stock Day Podcast, sponsored by InvestorsHangout.com. Penny stock news and interviews from the microcap world. Public information on OTC, pink sheets, and microcap stocks from around the world. With your host, Everett Jolly.
On today's show, we have a very exciting guest with us. He is Tim Tengrady. He is the CEO and president of Deus Analytic Corp. Well, they trade on the OTCQB under the ticker symbol DLYT. Tim, welcome to the show.
Thank you very much for the opportunity. I appreciate it.
You know, give my listeners a little bit about statement of what you guys do and how you do it and what makes you guys so special.
Thank you for that interesting opening question. The best way to describe Deus is that we are a nanomaterial company. We make a special, very smart plastic, and we take the feature set of that plastic and we build it into products that replace energy-consuming devices such as motors or pumps that break down. So essentially what you're doing is you're using science to propel or to power products that today require energy. So in that process, by using the features of that smart plastic, you do two things. You create a higher efficient product, like an air conditioning, for instance, and something that lasts longer.
You know, you outline a wide variety of uses of nanomaterial. How many are real? Can I buy them today? And all due respect, making an advanced statement about products and development, tell us a little bit about that. I don't quite understand your metrics or how you guys make your money.
The focus of the company is on in areas of energy and water. And there are many, many uses for this material and most nanotechnologies, frankly. But we've narrowed the focus to energy and water applications. And we make money by selling the material itself to people that are capable of turning it into the product that we envision, or we make a value-added component with this special smart plastic in it that we sell to distributors, OEMs, sophisticated end users.
Recently, you guys, I saw about a press release about you guys getting connected with global corporations. Can you tell us, to myself and my listeners, where we're at with that?
It's hard to put names on it because, unfortunately, there are non-disclosure agreements. And I hate that as an answer. Honest to God, I do. I wish I could tell you everything that was in my head, but I think the SEC would have me in all sorts of boiling water pretty quickly. Rest assured that we have spent a long time in the development process. Investors, by and large, don't like that because you need the data. If you don't have the data, the engineering community doesn't support it. They won't put it into a product. The marketing people are leery of it if the engineering people don't support it. We have that data. We've taken the time. We've dotted the I's, crossed the T's, and we have moved exponentially forward in two very significant areas. One, in heating, ventilating, and air conditioning, which I keep saying is HVAC,
right,
and water. And the two of them together account for well over 50% of all the energy consumed in the world today. So we impact with this smart, but the smart piece of plastic, put in your mind a piece of saran wrap, something that you put over food that you're going to put in a refrigerator. We change its molecular structure, and we give it some intelligence. And then we know how to manage that intelligence. So the combination of all of that, the data, the ability to manage it, puts us in a wonderful position. And it's taken us a while to do it. Nobody's liked it, least of all me, but we are there. And the companies that we're talking to for a little firm like Deus are just impressive and mind-boggling.
Well, maybe you can answer this. How can a small firm like Deus market products in such a large industry such as HVAC and water?
Both industries have one very common element in them, and that is that they're looking for something new, something different. If you go to buy right now, say that you needed, for the sake of discussion, an air conditioning system for your business, and you went to n number of places, they're going to come back with all the same things. It all looks identical. Maybe the colors are different. The features are a little bit different, but you do everything based on price. If I gave you the ability to say that you're going to spend 40% less energy, and that's not my number. It's the Department of Energy after working on one of these projects with us, which they partially funded, and I gave you the ability to manage in the case of the air in a building, the heat, the temperature, and the moisture content separately, you'd say, wait a second, you know, this thing sounds a little bit different. And when you start looking at the numbers in terms of the payback and the price point and what it does for you over the cost of ownership, the period of cost of ownership, it's just eye-opening. So it gives people something new, and that's what really is intriguing to not only the engineering community but the business community at large, is when you show them the large differences. So how does Deus do it? Deus works with a number of different players, but we try to qualify the best distributors we can. We've had just incredible support from the U.S. Department of Commerce overseas, notably in China. And I would wholeheartedly recommend any company that wants to move faster in China to use the Department of Commerce. It's just amazing the doors they can open for us. So we've leveraged the data, we've leveraged relationships, we've been on trade missions, working with distributors, we've leveraged off of the results of the two products that are out there today. One is called Conserve. It's an energy recovery ventilator used in heating, ventilating, and air conditioning. It preconditions the incoming air with the energy found in the outgoing air, and you save between, on average, about 30% on your ventilation costs. The water product is relatively new. It's within the last year. It cleans water 1,000 times cleaner than what the World Health Organization standard is today, and it does that with water that's so aggressively contaminated that you can't even be in the same room with it. You have to wear a mask as the feed water is going in, and out the other end comes very clean water that you can just take a cup and drink. And we do that by managing the features of that special plastic.
So let me ask you this. So how are you monetizing that product, and what kind of bottom line does that bring to your quarterly reports?
We're monetizing it by getting it out into the marketplace, and that right now is the biggest challenge that we face, and that's feet on the street. It's bringing more people to the level of understanding how the product works, how it's different, and explaining the data that supports that. And that's really it in a nutshell. And as that continues to go forward, that's where you'll see the impact of the revenues, and it will grow exponentially. It's a worldwide opportunity. It's not limited to any one country. It's not bound by geography, political bent, anything. People need to have better sources of heating and cooling and better sources of water.
You know, that there's a massive problem in third world countries. We all know that. Are you getting in front of the government agencies of these third world countries and say, look, we can fix your problem, and here's how we can fix it?
It's interesting you ask that question, or you make that statement, because I want to back it up just a little bit. It's not just third world countries. The United States is facing a significant challenge, and we don't have enough water in this, clean water in this country. The other places outside of this world that are developed nations that have economies that are just staggeringly close to ours have the same problem. So it's not just third world, but yes, does it work in third world? It does. And are we working in that area? We're starting to, and I'll be the first one to say it's just a starting, simply because you need to get paid. And as a little company, a lot of times people stick their hand out and say, okay, if you build me a 10 million gallon per day water cleaning plant and it works as advertised, I'll buy it. I can't do that.
Right.
So we're working with people that have the money, and that's really what's driving us at this point. And by the way, but the market segment that we've chosen in water is one that's much less competitive than if you think about municipal wastewater, you think about even desalination. Can this material work in those areas? Absolutely. But its real shining star is in the aggressively contaminated water that people have struggled with in the industry for years. And the margins are better, and the competition is less.
My guest today is Tim Tangredi. He is the president and CEO of Deus Analytic Corp. Well, they trade on the OTCQB under the ticker symbol DLYT. Tim, I want to change gears here for a second. I want to talk about what most CEOs don't want to talk about, and that is revenues. In 2014, and correct me if my numbers are wrong, in 2014, you guys did $1.9 million in revenue. In 2015, you did $1.3 million. 2016 doesn't look like it's going to be as good as 2015. Where's the disconnect here, and where do we turn the ship around?
Well, you know, that's a very great question, and I'm not shy in answering that within the context, of course, our friends in Washington with those three letters, SEC. The issue, if you go back and you look at Deus's ramp-up from 2010 through 2012, you'll see that the numbers were much higher than that. And at that time, what we were doing is we were far too deep into the air conditioning industry. We should have never been that deep. It was outside of our scope and, frankly, our core expertise. So we were selling, and the revenues were higher, but the money, the large portion of it, was coming from things that are readily available. For instance, boxes and combinations of boxes and motors, and then we would put our special core, which is made up of the smart plastic, into that. And we licensed that business off, so you saw the revenues drop as a result of that, at least from a gross perspective. The margins were better, and what we're doing now, because we do have not only the air conditioning product but the water, as we start selling more of these, what I'll call the value-added products, in the case of the conserve, it's called a core. In the case of the water cleaning, which is called NanoClear, it's a membrane evaporator. These are black boxes that have the plastic inside of them. So the revenues will follow those. The margins are all very healthy, and they're competitive, cost competitive with other forms of technology that are out there today that don't have the same capabilities. So we're providing higher functionality at roughly the same price, if not better, better pricing, and that's where you're going to see the revenue growth come from. I'm not trying to sidestep the answer by giving you specific numbers. It's just that that's the direction that it's taking, and you'll see that unfold. The development work for us to really take off now is largely done. Will we continue to develop? Absolutely, you have to.
Right.
I mean, this is the type of industry that you're in. There are so many other applications, not just in energy and water. And I wish I could tell you about two of them, but you'll see them in the coming weeks, that you'll hit yourself in the head and say, son of a gun.
Well, let me put the question this way. Taking on the surface of DASIS technology, what is the holdup for the growth and revenues? What can we see, you know, a quarter to three quarters out from here?
I'm going to answer the first question by saying that the holdup has always been that if this were an internet product in the U.S., you could get funding. This is not an internet product in the U.S., and getting funding is very difficult. That's why, frankly, we move outside of the U.S. to areas that have a bigger problem, that are more predisposed to put money into things associated with the environment or energy and water. That's the answer to the first question. The second question, where do we see the growth in the company in the coming year? I would say that you'll see it, and this is my projection, and I'll, you know, caveat it with all the things that I'm told to say by our attorney, who's probably going to spit nickels, but you're going to see numbers that are at least 5 and 6 times higher at a minimum in terms of the gross revenue in this year, 2017.
My guest today has been Tim Tangrini. He is the president and CEO of DASIS Analytic Corp. They trade on the OTCQB, ticker symbol DLYT. Tim, in closing, is there anything that you would like to get out to my listeners that we didn't get a chance to talk about?
Sure. I think you probably have a lot of CEOs that come on this show and they wax very philosophically about how well they're going to do and all of that. And that's great. I will tell you that we are a very pragmatic bunch of people. We have worked very hard in terms of the technology and the product. We are realistic. We understand that there are issues that we face. And you're looking at something that's not being hyped. We've never hyped the stock. We've never been anywhere near that. And don't want to do that. We want to let the revenues do the talking. So we're in a position, we believe, that that's going to begin to occur much more quickly than it has in the past, number one. And number two, you've got a team of people that I've worked in a number of different places in my career. The team of people here is second to none when it comes to not only the technology, dealing with customers, and just the commitment to move forward. So I believe that the two of those combined, on top of it, with us being rather pragmatic, and I say us, I do mean that as a team, including the board, that DASIS will be a company that people will want to watch.
DASIS Analytic Corp is the company we're highlighting today. The ticker symbol is DLYT. Tim, I want to thank you for coming on the show.
And again, thank you for the opportunity.
Yeah, don't be a stranger. Hopefully we can come back with you in 40 to 50 days and get an update.
Absolutely. And in the meantime, every time you drive by a business or you go into a building and you think about the air conditioning system in it, you know that that can be at least 30% more effective using this smart material. And we're going to get it there. And if you think about, like, I think you're down in the Phoenix area.
Yes.
You face a very interesting challenge with water. Nevada and California.
Absolutely.
Water. There are many places in Florida and Georgia, water. It's happening. It's going. It's moving. And it's not predicated on government regulations. It's not predicated on what happens in Washington. Regardless of what goes on with the EPA, any of it, there's just a basic need. The numbers are very simple. By 2025, we're supposed to have 9 billion people in this world. Nobody's making any more water.
Yeah.
We can clean it. We can do it.
Thank you, Tim, for coming on the show. Talk to you real soon.
Great. Thank you again for the opportunity.
The following program is entirely sponsored and produced by Uptick Newswire, LLC, which is responsible for the following content. The opinions and information provided on today's show are those of the guests and of those of the respective companies they represent, and does not necessarily reflect those of the staff or management of this station. Uptick Network encourages all listeners of the show to do their own due diligence and research when determining investment strategies that'll work for them, or to seek the assistance of an investment professional. The guests of today's show may have paid to appear on the show and are not directly affiliated with Uptick Network or this station.